today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine, Patrick. Why do you ask?
Well, it looks like you have stars in your eyes.
Oh, that. Yeah, I was just thinking about my jukebox.
Hey, Patrick, we're out on the deck again today.
It's nice.
And it is, there's a nice breeze coming through. It's really nice.
Lovely.
So I always like to mention that because, number one, to make people envious of us because
yes.
We're enjoying a nice day out, having some Dogfish Head Slightly Mighty.
I love that beer.
And just hanging out and talking music. So that's one thing. But also, if you hear some stuff in the background, it could be just because we're outside.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So enjoy that.
Yeah, enjoy the sounds of the neighborhood.
There was like a wasp that flew by.
Yeah.
They don't bother me too much, but the only concern I have there is like maybe there's like a nest or something happening,
yes.
And I got to worry about that.
Yeah, watch for that.
So, but if you get stung, you sign that release, right? So I'm not responsible
for any of that, right?
Okay. All right, so we're outside. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And today we're doing another edition of Meet the Intern.
Woo-woo.
We just did this recently.
I know. It was great.
It might be yesterday. I'm not sure what order we're gonna post these all. But we're doing Meet the Intern. And one of our interns is Samantha Reed.
Yes.
Out in California. And she... Hello, Samantha. And she does some of our editing.
She does.
For us. And has been doing that for the last few months,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a godsend.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes,
absolutely. So, hello, Samantha.
Hello.
And do you prefer to go by Samantha?
It really doesn't matter. I'm one of five children, so I kind of get it all. Sam, Sammy, Samantha.
Depending on how you're behaving.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, tell people a little bit about yourself, where you live, where you grew up.
Sure.
And what you do, besides edit podcast episodes for us.
Okay. So, I'm... born and raised in East Bay, California, San Francisco, East Bay. I have been an associate producer on a radio show for the last year and some odd months. And then I do this. I'm attempting to kind of go into the audio editing world full time, but I'm also can't do that quite yet. So I'm also, I work in the revenue department of a company called Vanguard Scientific Systems, and
okay,
that sounds busy. Yeah, that sounds busy, very, very busy. What would you say, Sammy, appeals to you most about audio editing? I think you do it really, really well, and obviously we should let listeners know Sammy is available if you've got freelance work for her. But what is it that appeals to you? I know when we first spoke to you, it seemed like you had a passion for it.
Yeah, so I kind of switched. When I graduated from college, I was working at a medical device company in the clinical trials department, actually, and that can get kind of boring, as you can imagine, mm-hmm. just looking at patient data.
Yeah.
So I kind of picked up listening to podcasts, and it's just this like kind of weird world where it feels very intimate, but it's like very public at the same time.
Mm.
So you have like one person or two people's voices in your ears, but like... they're speaking, it feels personal, but so many people are listening to it. And I just, that part started to appeal to me. And then from there, it was like, oh, I can kind of help create the story that somebody's going to be enjoying. And in some cases, like kind of like the daily, you can like really create a story. Like you can go out and help kind of report and make this narrative that somebody can really connect to and educate somebody. And that's what drew me in, really, I think.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I agree.
So tell us a little bit about your musical interests. Like what kind of stuff are you listening to these days?
Okay. So I had to look up, I don't know if you guys know about the website Spotify.me, because it like does analytics based on your personal Spotify account.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm all over the place. And I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to talk about this. Like, I have like no favorite band. I don't have like, I have like favorite songs for the moment, but no, like, I guess my all time favorite song is Jukebox Hero, but like, I don't know. I'm all over the place. But
that one guitar felt good in his hand.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Right. It just, like, you can't help but be in a good mood when it comes on. So, that's my like all-time favorite. But I think based on my Spotify me, right now pop is my jam. So that's where I'm at. But I don't even have like a specific, I guess if you're subscribed to the newsletter, you know, I'm like currently listening to Angelica Garcia, and but she's kind of less pop and a little bit more indie, I would think. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Sammy, because I was going to ask you about a couple of those picks, which I thought were really cool, actually. So, but before we do that, we should say, right, Jim, that we do have a newsletter. It comes out around Friday. Sometimes it comes from Suburbs Pop or Suburbs Pod, depending on who spells it.
Yeah, although it should be Suburbs Pod.
Really should. Right? Yeah, every time it should be Suburbs Pod, but sometimes it doesn't. But Sammy, you've had some really interesting picks. And what we do is we do a section called What We're Listening To. And we have Jim and myself and our crew all contribute one song they're listening to, an album they're listening to. The one that I saw was really interesting that, and I don't know, I can't remember if we talked about this band or not, Sammy, but you chose Cherry Glazer.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about it or
no?
I don't think we did.
So.
But I was like, holy crap, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, this is really, really good. And so I've been really all over Sammy's choices each week, too.
Nice.
So it's really cool. You can discover some neat stuff, not just to push the newsletter, but it's interesting. You seem to have a pretty wide-ranging taste to me, Sammy. What was there a moment in your life, like an epiphany, where you fell in love with music? Or do you remember early on what it was that got you so interested?
So both my parents are musicians, actually.
Oh, wow.
My mom is a, she's like a drummer, I would say, but like she can play pretty much every percussive instrument.
Really?
And my dad plays guitar, and they were both in bands all growing up. And my mom did both marching bands, and she played set in a bunch of other bands. And
wow. Her name is Sheila E., is it?
No. but she kind of instilled in us like this passion. I mean, she taught drumline, like winter percussion, all through. I was one of the only one of the kids who didn't do winter percussion, but so she taught it to my older sister, my older brother, and my younger sister at the high school that they all went to, and she loved it. And I think she would keep doing it if she could, honestly.
Wow.
But I think she retired 3 times and then came back. But so, yeah, it's just I kind of fell off the music, the like actual music playing wagon. I played the flute in like middle school. But so I guess it's just it's always been just a big part of my life, because I'm currently sitting in a room filled with like 6 guitars, I think.
Oh, wow.
2 pianos.
That drumline stuff is really hard. Like people, I think, who play just drums in like garage bands,
yeah,
or even have some success in rock music, whatever, I think don't really realize how precise you have to be to play in a drumline, right? So there's none of this like behind the beat, ahead of the beat, anything. It is on the beat. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you have to like remember how to move and where to move, and then it's a lot of work. And my little sister attends UNT, and she did the Green Brigade the last 2 years. So she's like been in a big band in a big school.
Oh, wow.
Everybody loves it.
Keith Moon would not have played well in a drum line. No, just so you know.
No, he would not be a good drum line drummer. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I want to get back to, I got to get back to Jukebox Hero for a second here. Because it just kind of threw me for a loop because I grew up in the era of that song, right? Like I remember when that song was on the radio, like for reals, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, and it was a huge hit.
You heard Jukebox Hero occasionally too much. Yeah. It's like not Jukebox Hero again. We just heard that last hour.
As soon as you said that, it's like, oh yes, I know the whole story, right? So what is it that appeals to you about that song? That's really fascinating to me.
I don't know. I think, I don't even remember the first time I heard it, but I do remember, because I used to drive a Jeep Wrangler, and I just remember, like, you'd have to turn the music way up in order to hear, because it's just a loud car, right? And so I remember, like, I heard it on my iPod, and I don't know how it ended up on my iPod, and I, like, turned it up, and I was like, you know what? This song is, like, freaking amazing. I don't know why I haven't paid more attention to this. And then every time it came on after that, I was like, this might be my all-time favorite song.
I mean, the other thing, too, about a song like that is, like, do people even know what a jukebox is anymore?
Right. Well, there is that. Yeah, this generation, I don't know if my daughter knows what a jukebox is, my college-age daughter. I don't think so. Unless they've been over here to your basement.
To my basement where I have one, yeah.
Oh, you have a, that's cool.
Yeah. Yes, Jim does have a great jukebox.
I have a jukebox that plays 45s. You know, I know that digital jukeboxes still exist to some extent, but even that's kind of like gone away. And like the whole idea of being a jukebox hero, like that people would want to go pay money to hear your song, right? Is kind of a dying notion.
And it really is. That's so interesting. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Sammy, because this is what I want to get at with the young folk, is you, as Patrick mentioned, you have a very diverse, interest in music. You know, it's kind of all over the place. My guess here is that it's just much easier these days to be able to discover and sample music and have that sort of breadth of interest, right? Because in the old days, in the days when Foreigner was on the radio, every other song, it was sort of like you listened to a format of a radio station and you sort of identified with that, and that was who you were and what you listened to, right? And I don't know what the question here is exactly, other than can you reflect on that a little bit? Is it just different for people who are young music fans today?
Yeah, I mean, I think Patrick actually mentioned this at one point in an episode I had edited, and I had never really thought about it, because by the time I was invested in listening to music, Spotify and Pandora were like pretty intrinsic to the music world. And it's a very good point. Like I do have access to basically like the world's music. And I do agree. It's easier and it's free. I mean, you can listen to Spotify for free. You don't have to have a premium account. And I don't know. I can't imagine a world where I couldn't listen to whatever I want, really.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Like, I remember when Taylor Swift came on Spotify, everybody was like, finally, I know. Like, we had to pay for her music.
It's just so funny because, you know, we grew up in an era where, like, you would maybe get a recommendation from somebody and then you'd have to go find that record and buy it, right? You know, there was a certain thrill of the hunt in some ways,
absolutely,
too. Like,
did
you know, your record store had this record that you wanted to get or whatever. But at the same time, I don't know that I would want to go back to that world. I love the ease at which I can just listen to whatever I want or whatever somebody turned me on to or what have you. I also think genres are defined differently these days. I don't think it's so much the style of music as much as it is like maybe the mood you're in is maybe how you think about genres more a little bit. Like,
That's a very good point, too.
Defined by the playlist. Yeah.
Right.
By those moods.
Like, I'm feeling kind of mellow now, and I want to listen to sad music, or I want to, you know, chill out, or I want to, you know, get pumped up or whatever. And that's kind of how I think people sort of think of divided up or differentiate a little bit more. Right?
Yeah. I think that's right.
For instance, when I can't figure, I'm having a hard time focusing, I listen to jazz.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, I was told at some point during my brief academic career by a writing professor that listening to classical music while you're trying to write, especially if you're stuck, will stimulate your brain a little bit more. Like, and I, so that always became a thing for me. Like, I would, you know, play Mozart or whatever, or Bach, like a Mach piece. but then I switched to John Fahey and it seemed to have the same effect. But, you know, something like that. Yeah. It's true. But I agree with what Sammy said. I think she said it right. I can't imagine not having that access suddenly. That would be horrible if that happened.
So I like to ask this question to people, but I'm not even sure it applies here.
Okay.
Sammy, what was the first record you bought? Or did that not, was that not ever a thing?
I've never personally bought like an actual record. Wow. My younger sister bought me a record.
What did she buy you?
She actually bought me the Taylor Swift Reputation.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I just like that one album.
Yeah.
But I think the first CD I can remember buying was probably like a physical CD.
Yeah.
Was the the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
No, that is good. Yeah.
I think I was like 7, maybe 8
years old.
Yeah.
Hilary Duff? Was that Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah, that was Hilary Duff.
Yeah. See, I had my kids watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the first CD I remember being gifted was Alanis Morissette, and it was like a best of, like, it's the Purple album.
Yeah.
It's Purple. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. CDs count as records. That's what
Absolutely.
I meant. I didn't mean like record, like vinyl
with your
record.
Own money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And what I'll say too is, I don't know, Sammy, is there music like, or maybe you were just not so inclined this way at all, but, you know, I think when you have parents who are musicians or into music and things like that, it becomes much harder to bring music home that will upset them intentionally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I remember for my kids, it's like, well, I can't bring home death metal because dad has a bunch of that in his collection. He'll like it, you know? So what can it be? Oh, let's try Hanson and see if that gets him upset. Yeah, it kind of does. He doesn't like that. So
the opposite way.
The opposite. Yeah, the most worthless saccharine stuff. And then I got into Hanson and I thought they were cool. And then
good.
They dropped him. Yeah. So it was always stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, both my parents, they are not huge fans of country music.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
but
there's something.
But I am not either. And it's growing on me, like, the more I kind of venture in. But I think I'm not so into, like, current country so much as I'm more into, like, I like how country music kind of has influenced a lot of other genres. Mm-hmm. So I like the older stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
totally with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Here's an important one for you, Sammy. Do your parents, have you got them to subscribe to Rock in the Suburbs?
I've tried.
Oh, that's it. Just to try.
They're just not a
not podcast
kind of people.
Okay. I can understand that.
So easy though.
Yeah.
I know. I'm even like, I edited this episode.
Yeah, they should want to be
Don't
proud
of you.
Don't you
want to support me?
Okay, let me ask you this. This is a two-part question. And be honest. Okay. Be totally honest. It's fine. You will not hurt our feelings. All right?
Mm-mm. Okay.
Have there been any episodes we've sent you where you're just like, ugh, what are they talking about?
These
like,
guys.
What is this music? I don't like it. Or conversely, has there been any times we've sent you an episode where you were like exposed to music that you did really like?
Pretty much every episode, there's at least one song where I'm like, wow, I would never, especially when it's like the fan mail listener stuff.
Not our picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your picks too, but
okay.
I especially recall somebody from, I don't remember, I'm like terrible with names of bands and songs, so forgive me, everyone. But it was, I can't remember it, but there was one like death metal song at one point from a fan.
Oh,
that
sweet.
I was like, that was a bit rough.
But, yeah, nice.
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed, that was actually part of why I applied for this internship was because like I do have kind of a weird range of music and I was like, maybe they can help me because I don't know like a lot about the history or the bands or any of that kind of stuff. And I figured if I'm editing this and I'm listening to you guys and interacting with you, I can pick up on some stuff and learn something.
That makes sense. That's a good compliment, I think.
My favorite thing as a music fan is to learn like the threads, like where did music come from, what other bands influenced the bands I like and all of that. But I also think when I really started to get interested in that and put that together, rock and roll at that point was what, 30 years old or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, I mean, I don't even know how, if you were like a young music fan now, how you get your arms around any of this. It's too huge.
That's
it's an ocean now.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have an anchor somewhere. So it's good that we can be that. And we certainly appreciate, Sammy, everything you do and, you know, the way you do that editing and how communicative you are about everything. It's awesome to have you as part of our community and great to introduce you to everyone out there.
Hello, everyone.
So there you go. That's intern
Sammy.
Intern Sammy. Not to be confused with intern Sam. No, that's a different person.
That's right. Yeah.
I do actually, Sam. I go by Sam. And when I saw intern Sam was already intern Sam, I was like, well, I guess I can go by Sammy. It's been a few years, but I can do that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But yeah, it's like a retired number in sports.
That's right.
Yeah. That's already taken.
He's got the seniority. That's
His forever. Yeah. That's all right. Right.
He is our forever intern, too.
Really? He better be.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks a lot. And we so appreciate everything you do, as Patrick said. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for the opportunity. I really enjoy it.
All right. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And with that, if anyone would like to comment on any of the shows that we do, this, that, whatever, or turn us on to new music, as you mentioned, we take new music suggestions and we put people on the show. You can call
612-440-1984
or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Mm-hmm. All right.
If you want to recommend something that sounds like Jukebox Hero, you could do that. Call in and let Sammy know.
Yes,
well,
please.
I think it goes without saying what the playout song is going to be for this show.
Absolutely.
Right? So this will be good because maybe Sammy will edit this episode and she could really rock out to
That's right.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. It's Rock the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is...
Intern Sammy.
There you go. We'll talk to you guys later.
Peter.